Blog Talk Radio. guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I hope you guys aren't hearing some of the feedback that I'm getting through my headphone, but hopefully you're not. If you are, send me a text message or whatever, email or whatever, and let me know that you guys are getting feedback, because I am, and I don't know why, okay? But I hope that you're not. 301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, I just heard it again, so you guys give me a text or something and let me know if or an email, or call me and leave me a voicemail or whatever and let me know if you're getting the feedback like I am, okay? Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give your opinion on today's topic. Before we get into that, the sponsor of today's show, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even some IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in. I see a lot of people are joining the show right now, and thank you guys. Today's episode is entitled, well, let me do this. Let me go back, because, you know, I said that, you know, I made a promise to you guys to, you know, give you a word of the day, and to, you know, we're going to tell the meaning of it, and what I'm going to do, let's see. I want to give, I want to do the word pompous, okay? Pompous, which, let's see. I'm looking through my dictionary right now. And here's what I'm going to do, guys. Because I'm getting this feedback, I'm going to take the headphones off and just come straight to you. Let's do it like this. Headphones off. So now I'm coming straight to you guys. Okay. Pompous is today's word. And, you know, you may hear people say sometimes, he's very pompous, or he's a pompous, he's a pompous butthole, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And pompous means, the adjective of this word means imperious, overbearing, domineering. They're so conceited, egotistical. These are all the words that describe a pompous, and the definition of the word is affectedly and irritatingly grand, solemn, or self-important. And this sentence is, a pompous ass who pretends he knows everything. Some people call me pompous, but you know, I'm not at all. Okay, but you know, when I feel like I'm right, I know I'm right, or
something that I really believe in, then you may call me pompous. But, you know, whatever, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, I don't know why I'm getting this feedback. I'm getting it. But like I said, if you guys are getting it, let me know. I haven't heard from anyone, so I guess you guys aren't getting it, right? So no problem. Today's word was pompous. You know, it means affectedly grand, solemn, or self-important. You're very important to yourself. I hope everyone is, okay? So today's episode, guys, is entitled Latinos. Really? And then I put question marks behind it because, you know, I want to discuss some of the things that some Latinos think. You know, some of them, you know, not all of them, but some Latinos think that they're superior to others. And I think they need to be humbled. And because of, you know, because I think that, then I wanted to do a show on it, right? And because I want to let people know how I feel about it. And that's one of the reasons why I started my own show. Because, you know, not only do I give my opinion about different things, but I'd like you guys to come on the show and give your opinion about different things. Okay? We're an internet-based show, so no one can get to us, so to speak. So it'll be hard to censor or take me off the air, right? Through the internet. Now, if I was on some FM show or AM show or whatever, then, you know, the feds or whatever can come in and shut down my show, but not here, right? So we have a voice, and let's use that voice. All right, 818-301-5834. Today's episode is called Latinos. Now, the reason, and again, you know, I like to say that I'm not talking about all Latinos or whatever, all right? Some of them, all right? Some of them are pompous, which is the word that I just told the meaning of, before, you know, at the start of the show. Some of them are pompous. They think they're better than others. And you know, although you may think it's true for yourself, if I'm talking from a Latino point of view, although you think it's true yourself, that's fine. Go about your day. Throw it in someone's face. Right? go about your day. Okay? Everyone's good. But don't throw it in someone's face. All right? And, you know, a lot of people come to me and ask me for my opinion about certain things, and they ask me questions. And I'll tell them. I'll be straight up with them because my show is 100. Okay? So I'm coming straight up with them. I tell them what I think. And I think that some Latinos need to be humbled by the way that they think. Okay, a lot of them think that they're in this same category with the with white people, Caucasian Americans. Some of these Latinos think that they're in the same category as they are, but that's not the case. All right, it's not even close. Y'all with me? So, you know, I'm just saying this to help humble some of the Latinos. And maybe you guys start to do better with yourselves. All right? And like I said, I don't think that I know the truth to everything, But I'll tell you my opinion, right? That's my opinion, that they need to be humble. And, you know, go back and look at where you came from. And go back and look and start to look at where you are now in America. All right? And I know a lot of Latinos that are here, that are legitimately here, and that's fine, paying taxes and everything. That's fine. But the majority of Latinos, I think, and this is my opinion, so don't go jumping on someone else about it. This is my opinion. I think that the Latinos that are not legitimately here, not paying their fair share of taxes, using all the services of the United States, wherever they are, okay, that's hurting everyone, including yourselves. Okay, it's hurting everyone, including yourselves, because it did pull down the economic process of the United States. It pulled us down. Everyone was in a panic for a while, for some years. Things are finally starting to come back to life in the United States. Okay? All these people filing bankruptcies and being foreclosed on their homes and all this stuff. I think part of it came from some of the illegals that are here. And it's not just Latinos. So, and it's all kinds of people. It's Asian, people of Asian ethnicity. Some of those guys are here illegally. A lot of people are here illegally. So, get legal. Pay your fair share taxes like everyone else do. Then I think you can say, hey, I may be in a certain class, but if you're not paying taxes, you're not legal. You're nowhere, right? And that's exactly what Obama and some of the government is trying to do right now, is to legalize. Hey, and look at this. It's a trick going on. Okay, Obama say, yeah, okay, I give these Latinos amnesty. You've been here a certain amount of years, hey, you can come in and you can say, hey, I've been here for 15 years and, let me be an American citizen. Okay? So, hey, you're an American citizen, okay? You're an American citizen. Now, we following you. Your social security number, so we can find out. We'll know when you're working. We'll get those taxes from your employer. Okay, we're gonna get those taxes. Taxes are what run the country, right? Taxes are what run the country. We pay taxes. We pay police, fire trucks, a lot of the hospitals, all kind of public service people. Those are paid through our tax money. Okay? So, a lot of Latinos, a lot of Asians, a lot of people from other countries that have come to the United States illegally. Okay? Now, you might get some kind of pass to come in for a couple of years, but now you've been here past that time and your visa has expired, but you're still here. But you're not paying taxes. How's that fair to all the other American people who are paying taxes? It's not fair. And I know y'all understood that, you come here and have a baby, your baby was born here. Hey, my baby's an American. Well, fine, that's the law. Fine, that's what you did. But tell me this. Did you pay for your baby to be born in America. I had to pay for mine to be born, for mine to be delivered. Not for it to be born, but for it to be delivered. Couldn't have it right here at the house, right? Had to pay for it to be delivered. Okay? Did you pay for your child to be delivered? A lot of them don't. How that's being paid? How the doctor being paid from delivering that baby? They got paid through our tax dollars, which they didn't even contribute to. And that's crazy. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled Latinos. Really? Okay? And like I said, it's not all Latinos, because some of them are legal, but most of them aren't. I think, my opinion, most of them aren't. Okay? And I understand because, you know, the government didn't mind Latinos crossing the border. Well, they may have mind, but they don't care as much as they do now about the Latinos crossing the border, coming into the United States, working for little or nothing, right? You know, I mean, it's the stereotype of the Latinos, right? This is the stereotype of the Latinos, living, you know, 12, 13 people in a house. But if my house catch on fire, I'm going to dial 911, and the police and the fire department is going to come, and they're going to put the fire out. But they came and helped me, but I don't even pay taxes. So I'm getting free help. My house didn't burn down because I got some free men here that's taking care of my house, keep it from burning to the ground. But I'm using other folks' tax money to pay them to come to my house and put my fire out. I'm just breaking it down simple, like I tell people all the time. We pay every paycheck. You know how much you know how much taxes you get taken out on your check. If you can have that tax money every month added to your check that you get, that you bring home, would you be living a little bit better? Would you be living a little bit less, you know, stressed out? I would. That's a few more $100 a pay period. Right? That's $600-$700 back into the household a month. But we spend that money because they take it, and we have to pay for all our police and all our firemen and all our emergency people to come out to the house. We also pay those tax dollars for schools and, you know, all this stuff that a lot of Latinos are attending, and they aren't even paying for it. Caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits. The first three digits of the phone number is 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
What's happening, son?
What's going on, man? What's
man,
going on?
Well, you know, damn off. Obama and I probably want to talk to you after this here. Yeah, man.
Yes,
people,
sir.
Man, like you say, man, it don't hit home because you giving them all the jobs. They're making all the money, but they sending it back home. They ain't putting it back in the economy.
Yes, sir.
And then the economy is down there bankrupt. Now you want to start paying attention to everything. So,
yes, sir.
And we'll see. They take a lot of the jobs that some of the people like African Americans don't want. But see, now it's come crunch time. African American won't, they want these jobs now. But these guys are so skilled, and with being lower than you, they gonna give them the job.
Right.
I went to a carnival a couple of weeks ago, man. Down the Latino driver in a brand new machine, man. You see what I'm saying? I've been here all my damn life, right there. Hell, I can't even find the other folks, man. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Yeah, because a friend of mine to sell cars told me that, you know, a lot of things that happen with the cars is that some of these foreigners come in and buy these cars and they finance them, and then they take them and they gone. You never see them again. They gone. They done took the car and everything back. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
They gone.
Oh.
You know, they driving a 2012 right on back over across the border going home. Never make another payment.
Oh. Yeah, but you can't
take it down there, the car gone.
Yeah, you can, but you know, they so strict against the Americans coming to their border, man. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
You know, when we were growing up, man, you never had to punch a button on the phone. Is this English or Spanish?
Yeah.
Man, you make a phone call. Now you make a phone call. You punch a button to let the people know you're trying to contact what language you speak.
Yeah, because when you call trying to get some kind of customer service, you know, it's not their fault, you know. It's American, a lot of the American companies' fault that they send all the jobs, a lot of these customer service jobs overseas. So when you call customer service, you know, hello, my name is Wendy, and how can I help you? What?
Yeah. Damn sure. Yeah.
What's your name? What's your name again? You know. You don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just crazy the way the nation has turned over the last, say, 15, 20 years. It's amazing how the world, not the world, but the United States, as we know it, done turned over the last 20 years. Hey, I'm about out of time.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk some more about this. I'm going to do another show about this maybe next week. Just stay tuned. Hang on there, Paul. I'll talk to you, all right?
All right.
So thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and take care of yourselves. Hey, I told you, you know, I ain't scared. I'll tell them how I feel, and I want you to do the same. Call into the show. Let me know what's going on. Take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Take care.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it with my phone.